Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow.
What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show, Tabo Horwitz. And of course, yesterday we did some hedging, and we're going to continue today. We've got now, we're coming up to some of the great market panics of all time, Tulip Mania, the South Sea Bubble, and a couple of the others. So let's get back to work and let's learn something and make sure we can protect our own portfolios. Here we go.
Now, if we look back in this history, okay, of the major market bubbles you've all heard of, they all end the same way. I mean, is there anything different? Tulip Mania, the South Sea Bubble, Cotton Panic, Commodity Bubble, September 11th. Again, nothing changes. They all end the same way because we get euphoric. Here's the way they look at it. Optimism, excitement, thrill, euphoria, everybody's in, right? Now the markets don't go up so fast, and I'm a little anxious, but it's okay. A temporary setback, and then it goes boom, and down they go, and it starts over again. It's a cycle that always goes on. And your issue here is very simple, okay? If you understand that, all right, if you're not hedged, then just know that this is what's going to happen. If you are hedged, then you benefit from when it does this because you're a buyer down here. The art of hedging is to be selling tops and buying bottoms, but we're not really selling, but we're creating those kind of positions. Okay. That's what we're trying to do. So hedging 101, very simple, is when you purchase put options, you pick an index, and what we're trying to do is we're going to create our portfolio, depending on the size of your portfolio. Now, there's obviously a lot of different ways to do this, but I'm going to use my mom's portfolio as a perfect example because I've been doing her portfolio for 10 years. And that was my dad's, and he passed away, so I took over. But she's 90 today, but her portfolio is 100% hedged. She makes more when the market goes up. She makes a higher return over time. But the key is when the markets go down, like in 2015, the markets are down 3%. She made 8%. All right. She's using very basic stocks, very strong, solid companies that pay dividends. And we hedge it regularly. And she's never at risk. She can sleep every night knowing that she's got enough money to live the rest of her life, right, without a problem. And what we do is we took her portfolio, and her portfolio are all S&P stocks. So we hedge her portfolio against the SPY, because what we're doing is we're creating our own ETF basically by turning our portfolio into cash. Now, we're not selling anything to turn it into cash, but what we're doing is we are creating the illusion that our portfolio is cash, and then we're measuring it against a corresponding index. So if you had all NASDAQ stocks, you'd be using the QQQ. If you had all Russell stocks, you'd be using the IWM. If you had either all Dow or S&P 500 stocks, you'd be using the SPY, because we don't need to use the Dow, because the SPY is the same thing. All right, just a little bit bigger index. Now, the basic formula here is you determine how many contracts you'll need. Okay, so let's say you have a portfolio of $100,000. Your underlying value is the spiders, right? So let's say it's trading at 235, which is about where it closed. That's 23,500. So you would need 100,000 divided by 23,500 is about 4.24 contracts. So we would just round up to 5 contracts. That would be the basic model we would start with. So our portfolio would consist of about 5 S&P contracts, all right, of the spiders. And then we'd learn to hedge it from that point. So how would we go about in hedging that? All right, now the simple basic hedge is we have $500,000 in the S&P. What we do, the first thing we would do is we go out to June and we would buy a 1-by-2 put spread, which means we're going to sell one and buy two. Now, I say strikes are optional because it depends on how tight you want the protection to be. I like to go right at it and be at the money, but some people are just want to have the catastrophe insurance, which is fine. But again, the way that we teach it, the way that we like to do it, creates more yield on your over portfolio. It creates more money. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to build wealth. But in the meantime, for this particular model, we would sell the June 237 25 times. We'd buy 50 June 235s. Right? The cost, this is $3.85 per. So it's $385 for every 23,500, basically. But there's a part two. And the part two is we would then sell call spreads, which would we would get a credit. So our net debit for this trade to do this is $301 for every 23,500. All right. Now there's going to be a part three, which I'll get to before I go. All right. Because there's a bunch of you who've been waiting for this, for me to talk about this, because I've been working on this for about a month, but I did figure out a part three to make it even better. But this is the way it looks like. This was the original trade. You're going to protect your portfolio to avoid the panic situation. This is what it looks like. All right, it's 25 by 50, 25 by 25. That's this protects 500,000 of the S&P. Basically, it's going to cost you about 2.3%. All right, but it really doesn't cost you, because if it goes up, you're making money in your portfolio. If it goes down, you're protected, and you're going to buy more. You're going to compound that portfolio. Every time the markets go down, you're going to buy more stock with the money you made from the hedge. And that's the key to remember, is that we're always buying more stock. Now, I know somebody's here today, and I'm not going to use his name, but he was doing this with one stock. He tried to do it with Apple, and I think he's been doing Apple for about a year or so, or 6 months, whatever, and he's accumulated an extra 30 shares of Apple, okay, on a position that was only 200 shares to begin with, and so he picked up 15% of the stock, and the stock is at all-time high. So you tell me how it worked out. And that's how it works out over time. You measure the value of what you're hedging, and you use that money when the markets go down. We take the money from the hedging, and we buy more stock. We don't put it in our pocket. We buy more stock because we're going to need it, because when the markets go up, we have to refinance for the hedging part of it. But our portfolio is going up. Very important to understand. And, of course, we also want to try to finance this out, so we sell weekly call spreads. All right? So when we sell the weekly call spreads, if the markets are flatter in consolidation, we're collecting this money every week. If the markets are going straight up, we are losing a little bit on our spreads, but we're making on our portfolio. And if the markets are going down, of course, we're collecting on the spreads and the hedge. And the next installment we're going to add, which I'll explain a little bit later, is we're going to add, we're going to turn this into an iron condor that we're going to sell, because we found out that we could enhance the yield even further. So the up markets, we won't feel like we're not making as much, because what we say is that you're going to make somewhere between 60 cents on a dollar to over 100 cents.
And that's something that you always got to remember, that you have to give up something to get something. But in our model, you're only giving up something temporarily. Unless we're going to go up forever, then you're giving up the cost to the hedge. But I don't. If you believe that, then you should not hedge. But of course, I hope you don't believe that, because you'll be in for a surprise, surprise, surprise. But again, that's important to understand, that this is totally based on not opinion, but on the math. And if you do it all the time, you give yourself a better opportunity to be successful while doing this. And that's, again, that's all this is about you having a better opportunity to create success for yourself. And that's all I really care about. So anyways, you can check it out at BubbaTrading.com. But in the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and of course, LibertyTalk.fm allows you and you, everybody else, to download The Bubba Show every single day, as well as The Sporting Edge on the weekends. And of course, let's get those downloads cranking up here. In the meantime, Bubba's Bottom Line, brand new, is now at BubbaTrading.com as well. And we're going to step out of here for a break, but we are going to continue learning how to, at least a little bit about hedging the markets and how the math works. So we're going to step out here, but this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be back with some more hedging after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. .com. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. It's the Bubba Hedging Show. It's the Bubba Show. Always good to be here. And of course, on this lovely Thursday, and you know, markets are still wacko, so we'll be taking care of those as well. But let's get back to some hedging. Here we go.
It's on the dollar. And when you look at the portfolio, so if we have hedged 500,000, my initial cost of protection is $9,600. I'm going to collect in weekly premium approximately $2,200. My time to cover cost is about 5 weeks. So I get 5 weeks flat to lower. I've paid for the entire hedge. So now I'm in it for free, and I'm collecting on my downside. So not only have I already paid for that portfolio hedge, but now I've actually made extra money. My yield is now higher, which is why I say 60% to 100 plus. There are times when you'll only make 60 or 70 cents on the dollar, and there's times you'll make 120 or 130 cents on the dollar. But the key here is that if you continue to follow the program and you're buying stock every time the market goes down, when it's time to roll that hedge, you're going to make more because you're going to buy more stock. You're going to own more, and you're going to compound and build that wealth. Now, if you want to understand how the protection comes in, if the SPY's at 237, if we hedge at 237 and we're hedging at 235, our cost is 301. My protection comes in at I broke the wrong number. This comes in at 231.99, which means I'm hedged at about 2.5%. That's about my max risk. But again, I always repeat that that's really not risk because you're protected when it goes down. So you're really not risking, but that is the cost. And that's kind of how we look at the model. Got a lot of questions up there. I'll have to get to these soon. All right, prosper and compound. Where does it come from? Where does the money come from? Well, here's the effectiveness of hedging. So what we did is, you know, I've been doing this forever. And these are market maker strategies that, you know, we had to learn to defend ourselves against the Goldman Sachs of the world, the JP Morgans of the world when you're trading because they're trying to pick you off, all right? So these are strategies that we developed, and then we brought them out to the public. But we had to go back to September 3rd of 2010, which is when the weekly options came out, because that made this even a better model. And I had a portfolio from an advisory firm, what they call a family office, that they wanted me to hedge anyway. So I said, okay, we'll take this portfolio. And it happened to be a portfolio that was brand new, that they had bought 38 stocks for $1 million, all about equally weighted, all right? And after 6 years, those 38 stocks had a value of $2.4 million from $1 million. So they did pretty good, right? Not bad, pretty impressive. And of course, this was the market during that time. So markets basically went straight up. Okay. However, if you were using the hedging model that we teach, all right, you would have had $2.8 million and you would have had more shares. Okay. So again, this is what we work on, right? We would have made 15 to 20% more money in the same time period, the same exact trades, no adjusting, no fooling around. All right. And we were never at risk. So which is a better way? Is it better to make, 15, 20% more and not have risk, or is it better to take a risk and just sit there and hope? All right. And that is something that we look at because what happens is we protect the model by using our strategies, which most times we are able to affect and cut the cost out of them. All right. And we continue to finance against those things so that we can pay for everything. And of course, that allows us to be able to buy and continue to buy more stock in any market. Doesn't matter up or down. Now, of course, if we look at it closer, we had two big drawdowns. But we had a number of other big drawdowns here in the markets that allow us to roll down. And again, you heard me say we're going to buy tops and bottoms, and that's what we're going to do. Because what we're doing is when the markets roll down, let's say 3%, we roll our hedge down. You're now buying down 3%, and you're buying more stock down there. Now, if we go down farther, another 3%, you're rolling down again. You're taking out more money again, and you're consistently rolling when it says it. And we actually have computer software that I'm going to show you a little bit of that as well, that tells you what to do exactly. But if you want to do it manually, that's what you're looking for. As the markets move, you roll down, and you, basically this model, the standard model, takes one trade a week and one trade a quarter. That's the standard. Now, we hope there's more trades in the quarter, because when there's more trades in the quarter, that means the markets are making a move, and typically we're accumulating more stock, which we love. All right. So,
and that's what the model is about. It's about the ability to continue to step into the market. And that's what we talk about, and why we talk about it that way. So here, let's go back and hear some more.
The portfolio goes down and you buy shares. All right. Now, this model allowed us to buy more shares, but I'm going to show you a little clearer picture. Because I've got them all laid out by different numbers. All right. But in bear markets, obviously we kill it and we never have to sell our stock. That's the key, is not having to make the decision to get out. Because again, why do I want to try to find a defensive stock? What the hell makes me think that's going to go up? Right. I mean, again, there's, you know, GE, which you would consider pretty defensive, in 2008 went down to $5. So I don't count that too defensive. Now, here's the list of stocks that we had. Apple, Alcoa, Abbott, all every day, not one high flyer in the bunch, all basic dividend paying simple stocks. Okay. And that was a total of $1 million, and it went to 2.4 million. Now, here's some of the scenarios if you look at the way that you do this. So we started with 902 shares in one portfolio. We used a 5% roll up and roll down. That portfolio now has 1,144 shares. So we were able to pick up 20% more in shares. All right. The portfolio made $244,000. All right. And was able to overcome what we had to pay to do all that. When we rolled with a 5 and a 3%, we got 1,321 shares. The portfolio's got 281. Here we took a 3% roll. We started with 902. They all started with the same. Notice we got 1,542 shares. All right. That's what we're looking to do. We're looking to compound that portfolio all the time. Here's another couple more looks. Started with 751, used 3%. We now have 1,262. So you notice that we're continuing to just try to compound and work out that portfolio. Now, this worked phenomenally, except when the markets are going straight up, because people get disgusted because, you know, they're going, well, look at all the money I'm not making. They don't look at it as money they're making. They go, well, look at the money I'm not making, right? Because we all know. So what we did is we actually added something to the model, and that this is the new portion for all of you who have waited for me to get to this part. And we're going to use the Iron Condor. Now, that is one of the methods we use on a weekly basis. But what we have found is that if we use the Iron Condor in the proper way, you know, again, we don't care. You know, everybody knows I hate Iron Condors as a trade. I think it's a terrible trade. But I already own the underlying here, so I'm not concerned. And I'm hedging it, so I'm creating a model. So now my goal is to be able to pick up as much yield as I can possibly do so.
And of course, that's what this is about. It's about yield. There's no guarantee, but there is a guarantee that if you hedge a stock to itself properly, you're not going to lose more than the cost of the hedge. And of course, you're really not going to lose if you use the model, which is to buy more stock when it goes down. But we use all the tools that are available to us to try to make everything fit in the best way, because at the end of the day, if we can make it fit, it allows us to create a better model overall. And that is what our goal is to always be protected, always be hedged, and not have to worry about what else is going on. And that's what I try to help you with, to make sure you understand these are the things that are very important. And of course, you know, if you'd like to get a copy of this live webinar, you could actually also email me at Bubba@BubbaTrading, and I'll send you the webinar as well. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz, and I'm going to step out here for a break, but remind you to go to libertytalk.fm and download the Bubba Show every single day. And also, download the Sporting Edge on the weekends. Anyways, we'll just stop out here momentarily for a break. We'll be right back with more of The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz on this Hedging Thursday. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report. Bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Hear that whistle, it's 10 o'clock.
Welcome back, my friends, to this hedging show that never ends. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and of course, we're working on how to take care of our portfolios. We're in iron condors right now, so let's get back to that. We'll be right back to you. Let's go listen to what's going on with the condors.
And that's, you know, our model is not only to protect the downside, but make money as the markets go down and go up and enhance my yield. So I want to accumulate shares, I want to accumulate dollars, and I want to stay hedged all the time. So now what I've done is we've been able to offset some of the costs sometimes going up, and where it becomes sometimes painful when you get these, you know, these straight up weeks. So now we're cutting down the volatility on the hedge portion of it and actually creating more capital to buy more stock. Because our whole goal is to keep buying and buying and buying. We never want to sell. All right. So if we look at this, if we put the condor on $2 wide, four strikes below, which is $2 because they're 50 cent strikes, right? That brought in $15,000 extra, right? Based on $100,000 portfolio. All right. If you went two strikes up and three strikes below, it brought in 10. One and four brought in 8,500. One and three brought in 6,600. So in other words, we were able to generate more capital to buy more stock, to help finance our hedges, and to eliminate the volatility of when the markets go straight up and you got to buy those call spreads back when they're pounding you. All right. And again, these are a lot of these you get to make decisions yourself, which is true part of the software. But if you look, that kind of verbiage. What happens is obviously we saw in the last year the call spreads were losers, but the put spreads were winners. And that is something that we work on all the time. So what we've done now is we've increased the percentage of what we can protect to almost, your cost is almost zero now. And that, again, goes, it relates right to your bottom line, which allows you to put more money in your pocket, which means you're putting more money in the stock market. So we're going to use the iron condor model instead of just a straight call spread hedge. And now we will, you know, use back and forth. And then, of course, we tie in the phases of the market to determine how wide we want to go. And these results, by the way, are done purely on a automatic basis with no using of the market phases. Because the market phases make you even more successful, because when you can understand how the market works, then you know that you can sell heavier at one level and less at another level. That makes these numbers even better. But I didn't want to go through that. I wanted it to be perfectly automated and rote. So if nobody wanted to look at those things, they could just know this is exactly the numbers as they go.
Yeah.
Of course, you heard my quote already from here. The banking system is safe. And of course, we're now hearing about Lehman Brothers, right? This is a little bit old Deutsche Bank. I go, no, it's not Lehman, but what's the difference? It's another bank that's in trouble. Does anybody out there believe that the banks are not in trouble again? Does anybody believe that this fractional banking actually works? Does anybody believe that any one of these banks has enough in reserve to cover what they're supposed to? I'll say no to all of it. Now, what you do when you're with your portfolio and you want to analyze it is you take your portfolio and you get a list of it, and you then figure out where does it belong, what index is it belonging to, what is its beta. All right. Now, beta, if you're not familiar with beta, beta is a term, is how stocks are supposed to move based on the underlying index they belong in. Beta is very comparable to implied volatility. Beta goes up and down as the markets rally. Beta goes lower because, again, the certainty, the complacency continues to roll, so beta drops. And as markets get more uncertain, beta rises. And interesting enough, if you look at a stock like U.S. Steel right now, the beta is like 3. So for every 100 shares, you'd have to hedge 300 shares. That's how much is moving. And, of course, it's moved 20% in the last 2 days.
Yes, I'm tired. All right, but I'll get
excuse me. I'll talk to you. So here's our portfolio. It has $429,000 in it. Now, if you were going to hedge it, this is the way that we would hedge it. Now, we say hedge to south because I have gold. Well, gold is really an animal by itself, so I would hedge that just against GLD. Because you can hedge physical gold and physical silver as well through the markets. So we would hedge that. This was a penny stock. We're just going to not hedge it at all. Amazon and Baba, they were the only ones that were at such high lengths that we wanted to hedge to itself. And then we hedged against the spiders. Oops, sorry. Went too far. All right. And then we hedged against the Qs. All right. Now, again, there's ways you can hedge mutual funds, because they have a underlying link in which they belong to some index. You know, most of the big ones usually belong to the S&P 500, but there's, you know, Voya has like 10 billion of them, and they have the small caps, they have the mid cap. So you can always find out where they belong to. All right. And this is kind of our focus of what we're looking for, because we want to make sure we get this involved and understand the breakdown of our portfolio. Now, again, if you only got a few stocks, you're probably just going to hedge those to themselves. But if you've got a big portfolio, you know, 30 or 40 or 50 different stocks, it's easier to put them in one little basket. That's what they call it, a basket. Hedging class, learn to hedge and compound your portfolio. Protect, prosper, and relax. Get started now. 7-week course teaches all tools needed. Access to software automates the hedging. Now I'm going to answer some of these questions, and we'll continue here. Where is the beta for SPY and TAS? SPY is 1, okay? Indexes are always 1. The stock is always 1. And I don't like, by the way, I don't like TOS's beta because they have a fast beta. It's not logical to me, but their beta is right here. All right. The indexes are always 1. All right. And if you're hedging a stock to itself, even if it's 50, you know, even if it's 0.5, if you're hedging it to itself, it's still 1. In other words, if you're hedging 1-to-1, then if you have 100 shares of Apple, you're hedging 1-by-1. If you're hedging, if you're using Apple in the index, then you'd only be hedging 93 shares for every 100 that you own based on this. Okay. All right. Could you go over the iron condor technique to be used in the finance hedging? I can't do that now, but I will do it for you. Yes. Where is the beta until I did that? Okay. Let me just clean some of these up. The banks are greedy idiots. Thank you. Bankster gangsters. Do you just use this when you're on the underlying? Well, I know you've been through the class, but you've been so busy. Come back to class again. Because there are other ways to use it, not just for when you're hedging. No, I buy preferred shares, not common stock. It doesn't matter. You can still hedge it. All right. Everything can be hedged, whether it be preferred or common. It's still going to have a common movement. And I would never not be hedged. That's just me. Listen, you guys are all, you know, adults. You can do what you want. But to me, why would I not want to be hedged when I can increase the value of my portfolio, never have to sell a stock, never have to deal with some greedy guy telling me what to do. And God forbid I should want to take a shot somewhere. I can hedge it and not have be exposed. I mean, you could, in theory, you could take all your money and put it into Tesla. You have no risk. You know, you have some minor cost risk, but you have no exposure. You know, in fact, I told one person they should take all their money and put it in ConocoPhillips once. When it was $31, they had about 60,000. I said, just buy all ConocoPhillips and just hedge it. So again, you can do whatever you want here. This is the difference when you're using this model. Couldn't you finance your puts faster by selling covered calls? No, you never want to sell covered calls, because when you sell a covered call, you're giving up the upside. Think about this. Now, again, this is important. If I sell a call spread and the stock goes up, I can close the call spread and not worry about it. If I sell a covered call, they're going to take the stock away from me. Why do I want to do that? I have experienced in the past crash that everything symbol both going long, short symbols all crash in value, not just getting long. Yeah, because there's a crash is there is no protection in a crash against the market unless you're using some sort of a hedge. Unless you're creating a synthetic options position in your a derivative position, because we're deriving just like they did in the movie.
And you have to understand this. This is important, okay? We are creating a synthetic position on our portfolio. Now, if you're doing it on an individual stock, it's absolutely 100% pure. Your only exposure is the cost of the options and the model. All right. If you're using a beta weighted portfolio, if it's a bigger portfolio, then you have obviously some outside risk. But overall, the S&P will generally lead the market or whatever index you're trading against. So it's important to understand what you're trying to do here, because, again, this is what we talked about, rolling and different types of strategies. And there is some confusion when it comes to that. And people typically will invariably will make the wrong decision. And I don't want you to make the wrong decision, because you're making the right decision here at the Bubba Show with me, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, LibertyTalk.fm. You can download the show every single day. And of course, don't forget to get the Sporting Edge. It is firing up. And of course, they're getting some big guests there. So it's great to see the show is growing. It has doubled in size, and Xander's taking care of it. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out here for a break and come back and finish up with our hedging. So we will be back after the break with more of the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz coming right back. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, as we finish up on our hedging, and let's get back to the hedger model. But in the meantime, here we go.
The Big Short, they bought all, basically they bought puts on the housing market. We're creating a synthetic short against our portfolio. So if the market collapses, our portfolio, our derivative product is going to make a lot of money. That's what we're doing. We're creating that model against our portfolio, and we're keeping it on all the time. We're buying insurance. So you know, that's never a problem. This has been running for 61 minutes. It was 11 Central Time it started, but it's recorded. I'll send it to you. Those who not can learn from history are doomed to repeat it. Yep, never doubt the power of prayer. No, I've always heard that covered calls are a synthetic put. No, 100% false. A synthetic put would be long a call and short the stock. That's a synthetic put. A covered call, and I'll explain real quick. If you sell one for $2, you can only make $2. So it's not a put at all. It's a credit. But if the stock goes up $10, you're out at two. You give up the profit. It is not at all anywhere near a synthetic. It's synthetic garbage is what it is. Covered calls, anybody ought to be shot for selling covered calls. Well, this one is thinkorswim I'm using at the moment. You can use the SPX if you have a big enough account. You can use that. You can use the S&P futures if you want. The hedge 100% works during a crash. 100%. I'm not even going to say maybe. Again, you're creating a synthetic short around your portfolio. You are creating a model that buys and sells puts around what you own. You can identify if you're doing it against the stock itself. I can give you an exact number of where your protection kicks in. If you're doing it against an index, I can give you the approximate number where it kicks in. Don't argue with the market. That's correct. Okay. That is called doubling. I don't know what that means. Okay. All right. So now, if you don't have a competitive edge, don't compete. All right. We are creating with our hedging a competitive edge. We have now taken out the worry of making a decision to have to get in or out. We no longer have that decision to make. We just stay in. Okay. Now there's some finer points that we would work on, you know, through the class, but the bottom line is you just stay in. Doesn't matter. You're always protected. So you should do something today that your future self will thank you for. And today, this is my class, which we're going to start on the 26th, Wednesday the 26th, will be the next start of the class. It's 7 sessions of training. We will help you with your portfolio. We will help you get it set up. I'll answer all your questions, and you get to come back to future classes for brusher uppers or to work on things or to get things you didn't miss, because obviously I'm packing 38 years of doing these things into 7 weeks. So it is $1,000 for 7 weeks, and you get unlimited sessions that you can come in and back to. If you'd like to get involved, it's bubbatrading.com/protection. The class does not include the software. The software is, there's different versions of it, but I'm going to show it to you in 1 second here. In fact, while we're talking, I'll show it to you right now. The software is built to, you type in, you put in your portfolio. It does all the work for you. It tells you the value, the percentage of your portfolio, the beta, and it does a calculation for you, and it tells you how to hedge it. Now, obviously, you have to make some decisions, and one of the decisions we talk about often is, if I've got one stock that is too big for my portfolio, should I hedge that separately? And that would be, the answer would be yes to that. You know, for example, Larry Page and Google. I tell the story every time, but Larry Page, he had too much Google, and he sold it, and everybody was worried that Google was going out of business, and he came out afterwards and said, look, he says, 80% of my net worth, I'd have to be stupid to hold it all. Well, if he'd have known me, he could have held it all. And the other guy who could have used my help was Ackman. When he got stuck with in VRX, we could have hedged that all the way down, so at least he wouldn't have lost $4 billion. But in the meantime, that is true, by the way. So you put your portfolio together. This gives you a running total of how you're doing. Gives you the value of your hedge, the value of your portfolio, profit and loss. And it tells you what to do. And it shows you your current positions all the time. Every week, if there's a reason to roll, you'll get an email. You'll get a text. It'll say, hey, you got to roll. Hurry up. No, it'll say roll. It'll tell you what to do. Now, if nothing happens that week, it will remind you on Friday that you need to roll your spreads or close your spreads and put on new spreads. All right. It works unbelievable. It's one of the great, my man Tom built it with my logic. It works unbelievable. It's the greatest tool ever, in my opinion. And it ties in perfectly what we do. Now, I've never gotten a complaint ever about this service, all right, about the class. One time I got mad, I said, I'm quitting. And please don't quit. You're providing a valuable service. I have recommended others. I apologize if I caused you any frustration, and it wasn't no frustration. I just, again, I've done this so long, but anyways, the bottom line is everybody loves it because, again, what better to be done than to be protected and be accumulating more stock as you're going? That's my whole point behind all this is you just continue to buy stock. That's the greatest. Remember, we started out the endowment compounding model is what we want. And if, again, if you can create that, then you're creating wealth. And that.
And that's what we're trying to do is we're trying to teach with you and share with you the opportunities that are out there, because the greatest single compounding vehicle in the world is the stock market. Now, and you can get lucky elsewhere, but over history, nothing is produced better than the stock market. Okay. And that's all. Again, we're not recommending any stocks. We're just saying, hey, you use a mathematical, logical formula around your stocks to put yourself in a better position longer term. And that is really the core nuts and bolts of what we're trying to do. Because all we want is we just want, again, our concern is that everybody is just learns to take care of their own portfolio. Okay. Again, you can learn how to do it. And that's what I want you to do. Whether you do it with me or not, it's not a big deal. All right. I just want you to be able to understand how the market works, how the market functions, so that the next time there's a panic, you'll at least understand how to maneuver yourself away from that panic and put yourself in the best position to be successful. Again, whether it's with my stuff or not, it doesn't matter. The issue is I want to be able to educate and have you learn a little bit more and be prepared for what can go wrong. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed our presentation. It was it's always a joy to bring it and bring on and teach new things to people. And of course, you know, I love to help you guys learn, protect, and prosper. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we'll see you back here tomorrow, same time, same station. But in the meantime, don't forget, libertytalk.fm lets you download The Bubba Show, lets you download The Sporting Edge on the weekends. And other than everybody, have a great day. We'll see you back here on Jobs Friday. Be a big day tomorrow. In the meantime, The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great day. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you later. Good night, everybody.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.